Welcome back to another edition of Everyday Health Hackers Podcast with Dr. Lisa Leal, and today with Kelly Spencer of Silver Fitness On The Go. And today we're going to talk about some really wonderful things and just like, how do we get consistent? What type of nutrition should we do? What is our protein count and more? So we look forward to you and we hope that you will like, subscribe, and make a comment, and we will talk about it today. So Miss Kelly, tell us a little bit. We were talking before the show a little bit about consistency. Mm-hmm. How do you get that client, how do you get that person excited about, okay, we're going to be consistent?
Yes. Yeah. Well, consistency is, I think that that is the absolute key. We can't look at it as a fad. We can't look at it as, okay, there were years of like, okay, it's spring break's coming, like, let's get ready. No, yes. This is your life. Uh-huh. And I think the biggest thing, so there's, it's multifaceted, obviously. So yes. One thing I try to do is have people have fun. Like, if they do not, I am kind of a weirdo and I've always loved exercise.
Oh, keep being weird.
I love it.
Keep doing it.
I love it. Like, I will pick working out over doing almost anything because I love it. I realize most people are not that way.
You have passion for it.
And so I have a passion for it. So what I try to do with clients is help them, for lack of better words, find joy and enjoy it. And if they don't like one modality, we try to figure out something else that they do like and work on that. What that does breed is that consistency piece. Mm-hmm. So, and if we can explain and help people understand that this is lifelong and you make these choices and you're doing it, it's essentially like making deposits or investments into your retirement account,
that's
right?
Right. And your best investment is in yourself. So that's one of the things that we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
You have to invest in yourself.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, I know there are times that I get up in the morning, you know, this morning I woke up a few minutes early. So I'm like, yeah, I get to do 20 minutes extra on my workout and I enjoy my Pilates. And the key in the consistency is that there's always something that can get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a child needs to be carpooled somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Life just happens.
Yeah.
And so how do you motivate that person to say, I know this is going on, but you also need to take care of you.
Well, and I think that that's the glory of a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And I realize that that's not something everybody can do. But specifically for my clients, it's funny. Like, they will tell me, you are here because I know that I have an appointment. Mm-hmm. You've confirmed with me. I have to keep it. Mm-hmm. And it's super fun to watch. I have clients of all ages. I have families, literally, where I train the husband and wife. And I have three children. And they are young. And
wonderful.
So no matter what, like, it's happening. But it's also breeding habits that their kids see.
Yes.
And we work around that. And that's why I'm there. I can hold a baby while you do this plank.
Oh,
like, that's fine.
Great.
So just, I think, and if you're doing it on your own at home, putting it on your calendar is a meeting. Like, you've got to, you know, if
just
you're
like
not
getting your hair done or your nails done, put it on the calendar.
Yeah. And just, and it does not have to be complicated. 30 minutes.
Yes.
You know, if you can lift weights, do resistance 2 to 3 times a week, add in some walks, you're going to feel so much better and it's going to drive you to want to do it more.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something a while ago about, you know, I'd even carry the baby, and I share with young mothers, I'm like, your baby is your weight.
Yeah.
And you can work out with your babies. Mm-hmm. There's lots of workouts that can be decided. And then there's those parts where we all of a sudden, well, we're grandparents.
Yeah.
And when the boys were smaller, I mean, it would be fun to lift them up. Now they're older, so I can't do that, but we can swim together.
Yeah.
You know, this weekend, they were like, can we swim, Lily? And I'm like, yeah, let's swim over there. And we used to do one at a time because of their swimming abilities. Now their swimming's a little bit better.
Yeah.
And the shore was a little further than usual. So I was like, okay, we're going to do this once.
Uh-huh.
So, and they had to take a little rest, and I went to go find some toys for them. And then we came back. But it was just movement and having fun and being in the moment to make something fun.
Absolutely.
So whether you're dancing with your babies or you're picking up your grandkids, those are a few things that can be done.
Absolutely.
But what about when the grandkids want snacks that you shouldn't be having?
Well, I mean, so a lot of times I will refer clients to you.
Thanks.
But
thank
we do. I do. They all see Dr. Leal.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
But nutrition is a foundation, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and how you feel, what we put into us and what we do with our bodies determines how we feel.
Right.
And I want to feel good. And
yes,
I think most people do. And women specifically, I mean, we know now the importance of protein and, you know, how that affects our, you know, us being able to build lean muscle, protect our bones, all these things. And so we really stress protein to help with that blood sugar balance, mm-hmm. things like that. You know, as far as people like to get into specifics about mm-hmm. well, how many grams do I need? What I typically will tell clients is...
this is important. Everybody listen.
What I typically will tell clients is ideal is 1 gram of protein per body weight or ideal body weight, you know, if we're trying to lose weight and be in a deficit.
So say that again, because that's really important. Okay. So say that one real slowly, because that's really important, everybody. Yeah. How much protein you should get?
Ideally, 1 gram of protein per body weight or ideal body weight. So if we're in a slight deficit, because we're needing to lose a little bit of weight.
So if you want to lose that 10 mm-hmm. pounds, you mm-hmm. need to take 10 grams less of your protein.
Yeah.
I love that. Super simple. We can remember it.
Yeah, you can remember that. So use your weight. And something simple I will do is, mm-hmm. so clients don't get too caught up in the weeds, is just track the protein and your calories. Start mm-hmm. with that. Go from there. Because the more, you know, if we get close to that protein goal, you're not going to be as hungry. It's going to fill you up. And
it lasts longer in your tummy too, longer. So that you feel satiated, you feel full.
Yeah. And the easiest way to do it is if you realize you're only getting half of what you need, mm-hmm. just add a little bit more of what you're already eating. So if you're having chicken breast and you're eating half of it, which might be plenty for somebody, if you're lacking and you didn't get enough that day, add another quarter of it. Don't feel like you need to throw in other things or go make a shake or do this. I mean, you can just... And, add a little bit more of what
you're
eating.
And you bring up a great point of, I find a lot of patients that are on weight loss, semaglutide or tirzepatide, they struggle with their protein. Mm-hmm. And they're still concentrating on counting their carbs mm-hmm. when I need them to concentrate mm-hmm. on their protein. And that's a great segment. So please call Kelly. Please call Kelly. Because it is. It's a team approach. And, you know, your doctors and your nutritionists and what you do, it's a team approach and mm-hmm. everybody needs to have our cheerleaders, in there. You know, Kelly will sometimes, she'll call me and like, I think I need to tweak this and we'll talk back and forth through texting. And it is because, you know, we need to balance that information off of each other. So it's kind of like accountability partners. We should have an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. My husband's a great accountability partner because when I want something sweet, because I'm going to be honest, I do sometimes want something sweet. Yeah. He'll say, gosh, you've been working so hard. Do you really want to do that? And I'm like, yeah, I'll have a bowl of strawberries.
I know, right? And we always try to say, you know, all foods fit within reason, right? Yes. So we don't want to, you know what? They all fit.
You should be writing a book. This is great information.
Well, maybe someday. That's always been a goal of mine.
We're going to put that on there. So let's talk real quick about started at the very, very, very beginning of mm-hmm. segment one, is osteoporosis mm-hmm. and why protein is so important for mm-hmm. our future. Mm-hmm. Because at our 30s and 40s, it's easier to be really vigilant. But as we get older, we kind of get a little tired. And when I say mm-hmm. older is a state of mind. So I don't think of any of us as old.
Right.
I feel like I'm just getting started. Yeah. My husband feels the same way. Yeah. It's like we're just getting started. Yeah. There's new things to do. So when that client comes in and they're like, I'm already 70. Mm-hmm. And I think 70 is really young.
Yes.
So how do you motivate them to say, we can do this. We can do this together. You already called me, so you're halfway there.
Exactly. Well, we talk a lot about balance. So the stronger we become and you know, any strength training, resistance training, we're going to work on balance. And mm-hmm. so as we age, it's something we actively have to work on. So, my 70 and plus, well, even my 20 somethings, we're still working on balance. But, but I think, too, reiterating that like 70 in 2024 is not what 70 was in 1955.
Right.
And you can still live like you're your 40s and 50s when you're in your 70s.
Absolutely. I share with patients that suffer from chronic pain, I'm like, work on your balance. Stand mm-hmm. in front of the mirror and concentrate on being on mm-hmm. one foot. Mm-hmm. Because when you are, a lot of people with chronic pain, they'll try to go through a doorway and they'll kind of clip their shoulder.
Oh, okay.
And so when that happens is that their equilibrium is off mm-hmm. because the pain is distracting. They're not necessarily aware of it. They're just necessarily aware of the pain. So that's one of the things that I'll help them concentrate on is just stand in front of the mirror with one foot and mm-hmm. see if that's, y'all hear squeaking in the back, that's Dr. Denali picking up a new toy. So yes, she wants to join in. concentrating on that. So I'm so glad you mentioned that, because yeah. balance is something that I talk about with patients with chronic pain. That's so, so important. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about consistency. We've talked about protein. Mm-hmm. Any other tips for the day?
So just, I think we were talking about earlier, perimenopause, menopause.
Yes.
We as women have to be vigilant and realize that, you know, I mean, I grew up in the era of cardio. We weren't lifting weights. Yes. We weren't doing those things. Well, now what we know with
pasta and to eat pasta, a lot of pasta
and snack well and 0% fat. And, you know, but what we know now with how our hormones work, mm-hmm. our bodies aren't made to do that. And so our foundation and how, you know, your testosterone drops, your estrogen drops. Well, you know, a natural way to keep the testosterone up is
exercise.
lifting weights, you know, and I want to stay young forever. So,
yes.
No,
well, it's longevity.
But it's longevity. And it's how you feel. And we, as we age and we're in our late 30s, 40s, 50s, going through that change, mm-hmm. our body just does not recover like it did in our 20s.
Correct.
So what we can do by lifting weights, mm-hmm. building muscle, that actually, you know, and that maintains our body composition mm-hmm. as well. So if you want a little bit of an aesthetic piece to it, too. Mm-hmm.
Get confidence. And when you get confidence, your mood is improved. So it helps all of those
hormones.
Exactly.
So lifting those weights, strength training, simple walking for cardio, mm-hmm. weighted vest walking, like what you mentioned, that's what's going to keep our hormones kind of in balance and align. And if they still feel out of kilter, we call you and then you can suggest some other things. But I feel like, you know, knowing you and knowing your thoughts, that standing by that of like, well, it gives our bodies time to recover, but we're also really working.
We're working on it. Because as I share with women, you know, when we always hear about progesterone and estradiol, and then for some odd reason, people will come in like, I'm gaining weight around my middle. I'm like, that's estrone. Mm-hmm. Estrone comes in your fat cells and we want to shrink our fat cells. So it goes against all the goals that we just set.
Right.
So when we increase our estradiol and our progesterone, it turns that estrone off. So mm-hmm. now that we're having the shape that we desire with the work that we're putting in. And yes, ladies and men, it's a little bit of work, you know, just like a marriage, it's work and it's all great stuff. So
yes.
That was great. I appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you.
You did great. And anyone has any questions for Kelly or myself, please send us a comment. We would love to hear from you. And in the comments, I will also put her website so that you can reach out to her directly. And if you want to email, you have something that you feel is a little bit more private, you can do info@everydayhealthhacker.com. And what is your info your email that you can have them call out to you?
Yeah. Feel free to email. It's very simple. It's silverfitnessonthego.com. Don't let the name fool you. I see clients of
All ages. All right. Well, excellent. Well, again, we look forward to seeing you next time. And please like, subscribe, and comment. Have a blessed day. We'll see you soon.